Tangent!
Here's a fun fact. Mm-hmm. Penguins can choose to be gay. That's a real fun fact. I'm sorry. I actually got Andrew while he was sipping his tea. It's a real fun... Okay,
no, they can't. Yes, what do you mean choose to be gay?
Here's the scenario. Here's the scenario. I say there's like...
Does a penguin go away to camp for some time?
As some uncomfortable moments with its
counselor.
Like, it
wants to experiment.
No, you know what?
I really like Sean, like, but as a friend, but maybe more than friends, maybe.
Ooh, hey, penguin.
Go on. How does a penguin choose to be gay?
Okay, it's a companionship thing. Penguins, I am not a penguinologist, for one. Not a specialist in penguins. But, okay, so say there's 100 penguins in their clutch or their flock or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and there's disproportionate males to females. There's two odd males, all right? Now, say one of those males amongst these 100 penguins, for whatever reason, has a birth defect and he has like a little fin, okay? Right?
Yeah.
Right? He's going to be looked at as less attractive because of this birth defect from the female penguin. So he might be rejected as a breeding partner because he has this birth defect, right? All right, now say there's another penguin who's a male who's amongst this group, and he broke his beak, like he accidentally bit into a really heavy rock thinking it was some kind of food and broke his beak on it. So he now has a broken beak, right? Okay, when it comes to the mating time, all the guys line up and all the girls walk by and they pick out the male that they choose to mate with or they deem appropriate. And left standing there at the end of this, everybody else is having penguin sex all over the beach, is Broken Beak and Little Wing. And Little Wing's like, I don't think your beak is that bad. And then, you know, like Broken Beak is like, I like your Little Wing. And he's like, I like your Broken Beak. It adds character. You look like a badass.
Oh, right?
You see what
I'm saying?
And then they're like, you're not that bad, Little Wing. And then they wander off together. It's about companionship.
You're right, Sean.
Everybody needs somebody.
You're right. That does make me happy.
I knew it would.
By the way, a person who studies birds is called an ornithologist.
Is a penguin a bird?
A penguin
is a
bird.
No, of course a penguin is a bird. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's an ornithologist. That's a person. You said penguinologist. I was like, there's got to be a real
name. I'm definitely making penguinologist up.
Yeah, ornithologist. I think those guys who did March of the Penguins were penguinologists, so to speak, or something like that.
I wonder if there's a specific penguin discipline.
Wild Tangent!